All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. Another 1-2 combo has led to gold and silver to suffer today as the DXY has just screamed past its 93.50 resistance level. And the VIX wasn't too far behind to show us that volatility will seem to just be an ever-present problem pre-election. Now, the spot market opened decently for gold and silver, but after 4 a.m., everything changed. So let's see what gave us, and not just us, but the major stock indices as well, some problems today. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit that like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, guys, these are the days that separated the boys from the men. Now, heavy down pressure on Old Yella and the White Knight. As you can see on the charts, gold was around at 1955 and silver was around 26.89. Then we had a plummet. Look at this, guys. Minus 2.92% for gold, minus 9.12% for silver. So, what happened around 4 a.m. that gave us such an issue for gold and silver? Well, here's one of them, the DXY. Currently, we're sitting at 93.75 for the DXY, and it started to rise around that 4 a.m. level. So yeah, it definitely broke past that 93.50 resistance level, which is huge. But here's the thing, guys, zooming out a bit, the DXY has been on a downtrend, but in recent weeks, it has stabilized within the mid-92s to mid-93s. This is one of the first times in a while it's broken up again past that 93.50 level. So what kicked off this massive dollar strength? Because this didn't just exist in a silo. Remember, we're comparing other fiat currencies against the dollar. So what else was going on today? Well, you will see very shortly the pound dollar week ahead forecast at risk of retreat to 1.27 as the what we like to call here Ronies and Brexit fears dominate. So let's see what's going on here. I also don't want to just cast all the blame on the pound. The euro did drop as well, but it just didn't drop as significantly as the pound against the dollar. So let's get into it. The pound to dollar exchange rate rebounded last week, but risks unraveling anew in the coming days as the government's Ronies response threatens the economic recovery and an EU trade agreement remains elusive, although much also depends on whether stock markets recover their poise. Sterling went from hero to zero Friday, eroding handsome gains for the week against most major rivals, including the dollar, after the government announced new restrictions on freedoms in the north of England, citing a second wave. That is yet to show up in hospitals and morgues. The human cost has continued to decline more than 1 month after the second iteration began to build in mid-August. Yet Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his ministers have tightened restrictions in a number of areas in the north and even gone so far as to threaten another national lockdown. Such a course of action could severely hamper the economic recovery at a time when Brexit risks are elevated and the market is already turning bearish in its outlook for sterling due to the possible economic impact of a no-deal exit from the transition period after year-end. The two sides have continued to talk, but in the absence of compromises on European demands in the trade talks and a climb down from London over the internal market bill. No deal Brexit risk could remain a weight around the ankles of sterling. However, Ronnie's fears Investor appetite risk and related demand for the dollar are also key influences. So guys, a lot is going down in London town that could give the dollar a boost in the near term. Now, today also saw the major U.S. Stock indices, you know, just head down as well. Take a look here. So far, the S&P 500 down 2.27%, Dow 30 down 2.87%, NASDAQ down 1.78%. So, guys, we've seen this pattern before of stocks and gold and silver being down while the dollar is up. We've seen this pattern before this month. So, you guys already know where I'm going to be going to next if you've been following along with this channel for some time. That means we can expect the VIX to be behind a lot of this, a lot of this here. So, as expected, the VIX is up today at 4 a.m., also at 4 a.m. As you can see here, right at the open for the VIX, you know, it opened with exuberance to the upside, hitting, what is this right here, 28.71, up from 25.83 where it closed. Now, take a look at the high for today. We got as high as about 31.14. And, it, you know, it's just insane how much the VIX has gone up today. You know, or basically from where it is today, from where it closed. And this is a lot worse than last Thursday when the VIX hit 28.91. And by worse, I mean it's worse for us, not worse for the VIX, obviously. So in addition to this, this morning, we also got the Chicago Fed's National Activity Index. I wanted to mention this because obviously gold and silver really suffered from some issues that I think are overshadowing the trajectory of slower growth that we're seeing reemerge. So let's see what exactly is going on with the overall economy. The Chicago Fed's National Activity Index, which is designed to gauge overall U.S. economic activity, fell to 0.79 in August from a revised 2.54 in the prior month. The index's three-month moving average, which tries to smooth out volatility, slipped to 3.05 from 4.23 in July. A zero value of the index indicates the national economy is expanding at its historic trend rate of growth. The July index was revised from an initial estimate of 1.18. The June index was revised to a record high 5.84 from 5.33. So what happened? The Chicago Fed Index is a weighted average of 85 economic indicators, 45 made positive contributions in August, still 40 indicators deteriorated from July's level. Production-related indicators contributed 0.23 to the overall index in August, down from 1.26 in the prior month. Employment-related indicators added 0.63, down from 0.65 in July. Big picture, there are signs that the economy is slowing down at the end of the third quarter. There are new worries that Congress will be able to pass additional support for the economy following the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So I bring this up to the strong hands in the gold and silver markets. Now, on our down days, we have to remember the fundamentals. Just like what I read here, these were the fundamentals. We have a lot of issues happening right now in the economy, and that is why we stack for the long term. Now, I know there are people who try to look at gold and silver as quick flips, and you can do that, but you know, it's one of those things that you kind of have to be careful of if you don't know what you're doing. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on today in another video. But guys, overall, for us long-term holders, you know, being reminded of the fundamentals is what helps you to keep your resolve going. So Guys, let me know what you thought about today. Are you worried? Are you frightened? I personally am not, but let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Thanks again for watching. Please hit that like button. Please subscribe if you're new. It's Black Bullion.